It is called the Eucharist in a number of churches, from the word meaning prayer of consecration or thanksgiving. Early in church, in the history of the church, even before AD 300, the unscriptural teaching began that this prayer, prayed by the bishop, changed the elements of the Lord's Supper into the actual body of Christ. Then applying Christ's words in John chapter 6, verses 51 through 57, to mean that the way of salvation is in eating his body and drinking his blood. They made the Eucharist to be a sacrament. This means that this act has saving merit. Therefore, in the Roman Mass, they believe that by partaking of the elements which have been made the actual body of Christ by the Eucharist, or a consecration prayer by the priest, one can cause the sins of both living and dead to be forgiven. In the Roman Church, both baptism and the Eucharist are called sacraments and are believed to have saving power. The Bible, however, teaches something quite different. In fact, the very thought of offering Christ again and again as a sacrifice for sin is blasphemy. He who died unto sin once, it tells us in Romans chapter 6, verse 10. And for us to crucify him over and over again is blasphemy. The new believer should be aware of similar teachings also in some of the Protestant churches and know the simple teaching of God's Word regarding the ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper. We must remember also the warning and exhortation of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 32. We should come to the Lord's table to partake of his commemoration of what he has done for us only after careful self-examination, even self-judgment, and prepare ourselves by confession to God of any known sins on the basis of 1 John 1:8. Giving to the Lord that which he asks of our monetary gifts is also one of our responsibilities. God's people are told in Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, to bring tithes, a tenth, into God's storehouse, a blessing so that they might experience the windows of heaven opening in blessing. In the New Testament, this pattern of systematic, faithful giving is confirmed in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. As a new believer, you would do well to start immediately your every Sunday giving program to your church. The longer you wait to obey this request of God, the more difficult it will become. All the way through the Bible, God promises that his blessings given to you will be proportionate to your faithfulness in giving to him. These suggestions of obedience to God's word will happily carry out if your heart is sincere, or will be happily carried out if your heart is sincere or sincerely set on doing God's will as you begin your Christian life. So these are just some of the things that we need to start doing right away if we want to be blessed by the Lord and continue to grow. I have included a study guide for lesson 2. You carefully read and answer the questions and do the memory work. That is very important. And we'll see you at the next lesson, lesson 3, which is what the Bible is all about. So until next time, have a great day.